Who likes them when you thought that? He said, seven's a really important number. They like seven a lot. So he said, it's always a good practice. Anybody can do that. You don't have to have any special initiation. Everybody has a relationship with the sun. But when you do it, it's nice to do it in the seven. That's the resonance for all of these sense. He says, do them in a sequence of seven. So we'll do seven keys. And you can do it at your own, you don't have to do it with everybody else. You know, if you kind of fill in the gaps, we'll have one continuous sound, okay? Next was the sound of the earth. Okay, so now we're going to get the earth vibe going. And that's really simple one. It's ool. It's really the energy of the life of the galaxy. And he gave it as Hunaku. Hunaku. So you stretch out the mouth. Hunaku. Thank you. So that was also a prayer, basically. You just welcome the directions and the sun, earth, moon, and galaxy into this experience, into this wheel. And there's a couple things, and feel free to move around. If you have questions, don't hesitate. This event right now is very fortuitous, and it seems highly resonant with what this gathering is doing as well. The moon and Jupiter, of course, they only come together once a month. So right now, they're making a near exact trine. It's about 2 degrees from exact. It's a 120-degree angle. Jupiter will take another couple days to reach the point where it's doing an exact trine. But the moon is sitting there right now, and it's very close, and so it's kind of raising our feel and our resonance with what's happening with Jupiter, and in particular, this Jupiter-Pluto angle. It's a fortunate angle. It's very favorable. It's not a... Usually a lot of things with Pluto are very heavy, a lot of potential for transformation and rebirth and renewal, but of course you've got to go through the death process so often related to Pluto as well, and you know, requires us to stretch and surrender. So right now we have a really lovely harmonious angle going on with Jupiter, the Moon, and Pluto. So there's great room, abundance, and a sensitivity for it, an awareness for it, a resonance, a rhythm, with the power of rebirth, resurrection, and new discovery. But what's wonderful is we're going to have that happen three times. It's about to happen at the beginning of July, and it'll happen in the fall. I think we're at the end of October, and it'll happen next year, February, March, again. I can't remember exactly when the third one is. And that happens that sequence happens two times in every roughly 12 to 13 year cycle while Jupiter catches Pluto and then goes around the whole sky and comes back and catches Pluto again. But right now it's 1/3 of the way around the Pluto-Jupiter cycle in the sky. So that one's happening right now. We have that energy, that vibe, that resonance with us. And to me, you know, it's definitely celebratory. And it's also something that seems to have a great energy of insight and perhaps discovery, profound discoveries. It's Jupiter and the Moon in Taurus, and Jupiter trines Pluto is Earth, Pluto's Capricorn. So it's something that's going to be practical. It'll have that kind of quality and may end up helping us to make big realizations or leaps or perhaps a new appreciation for things that have a deeply transforming effect on a practical level. So very, very helpful and favorable. But what's also happening right now is just now, the sun is almost exactly opposite to Pluto. Of course, that only happens once a year. And Pluto has been very close to the solstice point. So that's been happening regularly for the last few years, right at the time of solstice. We're just past the northern solstice right now, just a few days. And so now it's off. It's off from the directly on the angles. And at the same time, we have Saturn over here, a few degrees past the fall equinox. And there's Uranus over there in the early degrees of Aries. And they're still roughly opposite. So within the next few days, we're going to have this pretty amazing, pretty energetic grand cross, which is the sun opposing Pluto. That's one opposition. Then square to it is this Saturn-Uranus opposition as well. It's a big, grand square. You can kind of see it? Looks a bit rectangular. I probably played that a little bit too elliptical to make it a perfect square. But when the moon comes up, you can see the moon's still about a quarter of the distance to the sun. So the moon is advancing. When the moon gets there, we'll have a new moon, and that's a very nice exact grand square, grand cross that'll be happening with the new moon, which is sometime right around July 1st or 2nd, I believe. Now that one has an even more intense energy to it. It's going to take this grand square, which has a lot of, there's a kind of a evolutionary, revolutionary energy potential with Saturn and Uranus, but it also has the potential to squash the creativity, the insight of Uranus. So it can be difficult. But Uranus wants to be free. When it's opposing Saturn, there can be a lot of strife and struggle. And then with Sun opposite to Pluto, there's an energy that rebirth energy wants to get going. The real blooming. You know, not just all the ideas that we bring to our potential, but the real energy that's inside us waiting to come out and just come out with all kinds of new experience and creativity inside us. So those two forces are kind of working at odds in square with one another. It has its challenges, and we probably all are feeling it in different ways right now. So that's the near term. Some of the things that we have moving around right now in our sky, it kind of informs in a big way the energy that we have here tonight, which I feel is a good energy, a positive and healthful and revitalizing energy, especially with what we're doing. And a solstice celebration to me also sets the tone for at least the next 6 months till the next solstice, right? So if we have a lot of things in the mix that are challenging, that kind of weigh us down and maybe make us constrict a bit, but we can find a resource, something lovely and harmonious in the midst of that, that we can put our attention on, it kind of helps to buoy us, right? We all have had that experience. And it's the focus of our attention, the state of attention that we bring to the circumstance that has the potential then to give us a lift and help us and support us in the process. There's one other thing that I have to point out, because it's coming. It's for the fall equinox. And so that's just 3 months from now, right? Well, there's a comet that's coming around the sun right now. Has anybody heard a little bit about that? Comet Elenine? Oh, okay. Alright. So I brought some flyers that depict it. So we'll just pass these around, and I think there's enough that everybody can look at it, if not just share. This alignment is rather significant because it accompanies the meeting of the planet Saturn with the star Spica. Spica is the bright star in Virgo. Does anybody know what the symbolism for Spica is associated with? It's really beautiful. Anybody ever heard the story associated with Spica? This is an old story. The comet, or the constellation of Virgo, actually also relates to the goddess. You know, we think of Virgo as the virgin, right? But the energy of Virgo is really very goddess-like and mother. This is a depiction of something that's coming. So the ancient meaning of the star Spica, the bright star in Virgo, it's the goddess is depicted holding a sheaf of wheat. And the head of the sheaf of wheat, the bright star in Virgo, is the gift of the goddess. That's what Spica is said to mean, the gift of the goddess. And for many thousands of years, that star was regarded as symbolizing agriculture. But think about it. We have a very changing relationship to our world and to the way we do food and so forth. And probably some of that we need to remember, right? But there's much more, wouldn't there be? Think about everything that God and goddess may bring is encompasses, right? So this is a potential now to get a new relationship, to begin a new relationship, a new way of appreciating the gift that life brings to us in every different form. Now, Saturn's coming down here, so you can expect that maybe Saturn would end up doing something oppressive, which is always possible. So one of the things that we have challenges with right now is things like GMO foods and so forth. And we've had some things happening going, taking us in the wrong direction on that, bringing these pollutants into our food supply. Well, to me, Saturn and Spica, when they come together, also kind of symbolize the potential effect for the authority that Saturn brings to give over something to the gods. So potentially, something that's been missing for a long time is more of the authority and the autonomy of the gods, the mother, is also a potential with what we have going on here. Now, what makes it seem even more amazing to me about this, if you look at this depiction, you can see there's a comet. It's right below Venus. Back in the middle of the page, can you see that? Very strange. This comet is a very long period comet, and I think the data I saw suggested it was about 11, 12,000 years that this would come through. Very rare. It may not be really bright, but the funny thing is, it's right in the plane of the ecliptic, which is rare. In order for something to be right in the plane of the ecliptic, it has to kind of have a source, or maybe it was somehow captured by the gravity of one of the big planets or so forth. But that usually throws it into, an orbit that goes above and below the plane where the planet's flying. This one's right in the plane. And so what's going to happen is it's kind of swinging around. You can see the sun up above. It's swinging around the back of the sun, and it's going to come around, and it's going to align with Venus, right at the time of equinox. And then just a couple days later, it's going to come and point right at us. It'll be right in the line of September 26th, between the sun it'll be right in here. So, just wanted to mention that because I also feel this is a sign of something big and important. And it's highlighting this alignment with Saturn moving over to Spica. Because after this comet comes through, and like Venus, well, what's the Venus vibe? Venus is a lot like the gods, right? So the comet's coming in to kind of connect with Venus, bring a blessing to Venus. And then what's going to happen is Venus and the Sun will hit Saturn. And then Venus, followed by the Sun, followed by Saturn, will go hit Spica. So it seems to kind of put the whole thing into a better context, a better perspective from where I'm looking. Before, we've been able to see Saturn approaching Spica, and this kind of seems ominous. This changes it to me. It seems very favorable. And so I think if we're also recognizing, hey, this very interesting conglomeration of events is something that can also work favorably for us, especially if we're kind of putting our energy with it, kind of drawing upon that in our own intentions and prayers. I think it's very, very powerful. This is the universe doing something. We're not trying to get the universe to do something. It's already doing it. But if we put our attention to it, then we're resonating with it, and we're amplifying that, what the universe is already doing. That sounds like a good one to me. If I don't have to try to move heaven and earth, but I get to see where heaven and earth is already moving in a favorable way, and I, hop on the bus, that seems to be something that may be a practicality to help us, So I wanted to let you know about it and depict it for you. And I know Eric's going to probably do something in place too, so we'll have to probably pick these up in a few minutes. But you're welcome to take these with you. And I want to encourage people to go out and see this. So I brought my laser pointer tonight. If we get a break and it's dark enough, I'll show you where this is going on. It's right outside here. You can see it. And it's really lovely. So I'll show you what you can watch over these next few months in order to keep your eye on it. That's pretty much it. Everyone, thank you for your enthusiastic listening. And it was a joy to share it with you.